So, I give credit where credit is due and know that I am what is happening. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I give credit where credit is due and know that I am what is happening. As I was going out of the shopping center, Walmart's, I was pushing a cart, and in the cart I had a baby mattress, and the cover for the bed and stuff like that. And a man looks at me and he says, "Oh, kicked out of the house again," you know, as though I was going to sleep on that baby mattress. And then everywhere I went, everyone looked at me and the smile I had on my face, thinking I'm a proud new grandpa with a wonderful mattress that I'm taking home to my grandbaby, you know. I give credit where credit is due. Now, these people were thinking that this was for my grandbaby, which would be wonderful if I had a grandbaby that age that could have a mattress like that. Mine is 25 years old, or 26 now, probably. And so, but no, I give credit where credit is due, and that is for Rex. The lady at the counter who was checking me out, she said, "Well, the baby is going to enjoy this. Your baby, your grandbaby is going to enjoy this." I said, "Well, my grandbaby is my golden retriever." I looked at beds in the pet shop for the golden retriever, and they were more expensive than this thing was. And I thought, this thing is a far better thing to do because I can control it. Plus the thing, he won't chew it up because it's like my bed and he doesn't chew my bed up. It is exactly like my bed in miniature. And so I know that he's going to enjoy that for a long time when I get him to sleep on there. And of course, I think I can put a few of his toys on the bed and he'll sleep on there. And I know what is going on, what is happening. I know how to do things. Now, tonight, as Rex is always so enthusiastic, he went into Ingeborg's room and picked up one of Ellen's shoes and brought it out here. Not because he wanted to play with the shoe, but because he has learned that if he brings the shoe out here and walks around with it, we will give him a treat to get the shoe away from him. Now, he's learning to be a manipulator. I give credit where credit is due. He knows what he's doing. He is not a stupid dog. And we are the silly people who fall right into his game as he manipulates us. And when he gives us the shoe, we say, "Thank you." You know, we don't say, "Naughty, naughty." We don't say, "That's not nice to take the shoe." And now when he grabs Ellen's napkin, Ellen used to just jump up and chase him. And now Ellen has her peripheral vision in order, and she grabs that napkin so quick that he doesn't get a chance to take it, and she says, "No, no." And little by little, he's learning not to take the napkins from people's lap. But he does it because he wants attention. He does it because it's something that's kind of exciting. He doesn't know how far it's going to go, and it might lead to a treat. And never a spanking, but to a treat. Now, why don't we spank him? Well, because, in all honesty, if you spank a dog more than a few moments after he has done something bad, he doesn't know why he's getting a spanking. So why spank him? And it's the same with children. They don't know why they're being spanked. You might tell them, and they might feel bad about it in their own way. But you give credit where credit is due. They want to be good. They want to do everything right. They want to do everything loving. And that's what the way Rex is. He wants to be a joyous puppy. He wants to do everything correct. He wants to do everything we ask him to do. And when the Border Patrol was here, they said there's a dozen international travelers coming through. And have I seen them? And, of course, I didn't see them because I don't choose to see international travelers going on their trail to America. But I did not see them, and I said, "No, I didn't see them." And I said, "Happy hunting." Now, I didn't mean, "I hope you find them." I just mean, have a good time in your job. Now, these fellows, and I think that I give credit where credit is due, these fellows are very wise who work for the Border Patrol, especially they out in the field. They park their car, and they go for a walk in the forest. They go for a walk in the fields. They go for a walk over such beautiful grounds. And they look around for the international travelers, but the international travelers certainly see them first. And it amuses me that they said 12 were coming through and they didn't know where. I mean, if they knew they were coming through, they should know where. But they didn't. And I think that's part of the game. But I think what the Border Patrol does, it is the world's largest playground, because it gives all of these patrolmen. Now, I was in Arizona, and I was driving along, and I saw this vehicle behind me, which had all the red lights on it and other things like that. They weren't on, but they were all there. And I figured, I wonder what kind of a vehicle that is, you know. And then it passed me, and I looked at it, and it's a Hummer. It's a Hummer for the Border Patrol. Wow. And the Border Patrol guy sits up in front there in that great big seat that seats 3 to 4 people. And behind him, he had the cage, you know, so he could pick up the visitors and take them to their dinner and overnight stay and a shower, and then deliver them back to Mexico. And, you know, it's quite a routine that they go through, and it's quite lovely. But I know that I am what's happening. And so I don't create these things going on around me. I create going on around me happy times. I create going on around me happy circumstances and happy people and happy ways of doing things. This is the way to do it. And I'm very pleased about it. I went into the koi fish place today, and I said to the lady, I had bought a lily pads from you, and they stopped growing. They died. And she said, no, this is the winter. They hibernate. Now, they'll come back in spring, and they'll pop all out and get all pretty again and be beautiful. And I said, well, I took it out of the water a couple of days ago. She said, well, you make it hard on it, but it should survive. So you put it back in, and you watch. The little buds will start coming out very soon, and you'll begin to see that it has not given up the ghost. It just is in hibernation. And the lady was so lovely about it, talking about it. And then we went out to buy some other plants that we wanted to put in. I bought 6 of them at $3 each, and beautiful plants of some sort. And so as she pulled them out, she said, now, I don't want to pull these apart because they're all growing together so nicely, but they are individual plants. And then a frog leaped out of the little pond. And she says, oh, she says, I better get him and put him back in the pond, because we have some birds around here that love frogs and cats, you know. And so we couldn't find the frog. We looked all over for the frog. Here we were. I was making a purchase, and we're looking for a frog that had jumped out of the frog pond with the roots of the plant. And it was a nice little frog, but I'm glad it didn't come along with me. I don't like all that croaking all night long. But you see, I'm in charge of my life. I know what is happening, and I know how to maintain the happiness that I have in my life by putting the right causes in motion. No. How do I do this? I do this by being myself and having fun. How do you do this? You do this by being yourself and having fun. I give credit where credit is due. I say, hey, that was nice of you to do that. Thank you very much. Hey, that was very thoughtful of you to do that. Hey, what did David say to you? What did he say when he was talking to you? And did he leave his phone number so I can call him back or something? And because you didn't have all the information, you felt guilty, and I didn't care. I didn't really care whether you had all the information or not. All I wanted to hear was, did you or didn't you? And you see, when we stop feeling guilty because we don't have all the information or have everything that everybody else wants, our life is much happier, and we feel much more relaxed, and we feel much more at ease with ourselves. Because I give credit where credit is due. If you had it, well, that's great. If you didn't have it, maybe next time we'll pick it up and have it so I can contact them. And I know that I am what is happening. Whatever is happening, That's me. I'm happy. My book, I Am Number One, has just come off the printing press. The printing press just come off the press in Canada, in French. And Ellen, what is the title?
Je suis numéro un.
Je suis numéro un. I am number one.
De mon univers.
Huh?
De mon univers. Of my universe.
Oh, of my universe?
Yeah, it's underneath. It's
oh. That's nice too. And these little ad-libs that get in there, they add a lot of extra dimensions to our writing. But you see, all these things, they just make me very delighted, very happy. I have no intention of learning to read French or speak French. To do so, I would only be sort of a novice at it, and rather be translated and be good at English and be and have people translate me. It's a whole lot easier. So, if we can train ourselves to give credit where credit is due, and if we can train ourselves to realize that whatever is happening in our life is happening because we put the cause in motion, we will be very content and very happy people. Have a lovely day, have a lovely evening, have a lovely life, and know that the Absolute Philosopher always gives you something good to think about, because I love you, I love you, I love you.